You know, giving me no shoes, that goes over real well. You know, you can give all you want to. So I read a little bit over there, and then I got to the point I just get tired of reading. And they, what was so nice, they had all the young folks there that were receiving different grants and for achievement and all. Wonderful, wonderful. And boy, when you saw them, before I went and they had them, they were there a part of the service, and they were lined up in a couple rows over here, and such fine looking young men. And I told them, I said, well, I said, this is not in the program, but I told them, I said, folks, I was told one time that one day you're going to die. They're going to march your body out of a church. They're going to go over to a cemetery. They're going to put you in the ground. They're going to come back in church, go in the basement, and eat potato salad. I had every one of those young people's attention. They're like, what? Nobody told us today we're going to die. I said, now, they're not going to talk about the title that you held. They're not going to talk about accomplishments, but hopefully what they're going to do is give testimony. Because testimonies are so much more important than titles. In this funeral that took place on Friday, I was so moved when Cousin Rick was able to get up and stand, and he shared things about what had happened on the last day there of Uncle Richard, and he had us in tears. He was emotional at certain times. There wasn't a dry eye in the place. And then also when he had us laughing, he had us laughing. And I believe it was just the way it was. What I did not expect was when Wayne got up telling the story about, we'll just call it Richard Wayne and the calf. We'll leave it at that. If you want to know who wins in that trio, you go and ask Wayne a little later on. And also remind Wayne like that there is a time to let go of calf's tail. There is a time. There is a time. But what I heard that day were testimonies. 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 Things that were said at that viewing on Thursday night had just moved my heart so much, and I saw people I'd not seen in years and years and years. I saw at the funeral on Friday, a gentleman came in from, I think it was somewhere near Front Royal out there, and I loved it because he was in his work clothes. He was in his work clothes, showed up for the funeral there on Friday morning. Imagine he had to go back work later on like that. But trust me, folks, when somebody you've worked with or worked for all those years and somewhere in the past, and they come and make that effort in their work clothes, knowing they got to go back to work later that day, I believe that that is a wonderful testimony. Testimony of a life well lived. We came back, and I didn't expect the family to be here for the concert that night, and everybody said, oh, no, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. They're going to make that ride down. They're going to turn around and be back here for the concert. And the only thing that was said to me is, says, we need a concert. And I said, oh, what a testimony. What a testimony about what these concerts here at this church are. And these concerts are only held because of the people that come in and they give freely. And we just open it up. We don't make anything on the concerts. We just enjoy the folks coming in singing. And we love the way that God's word is given to churches and people, anyone who wants to walk in. And that night, three decisions for Christ were made. Amen, amen. Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, when you have people and God's, the love of God is shown through His music and through people, there's no asking about, you hear all those amens back there? Just keep on with those amens. Keep on with those amens back there. Good. Boy, does she look beautiful today. Yes, yes. I am just so moved about what God is doing. Isaiah, a subject I've preached on before, and I love this subject, change. Change. In the 43rd chapter, in the 18th verse, do not remember former things. Do not remember former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I love that, John. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people, in the 21st verse, this people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word. God, just let us for a few moments just open our minds and hearts for what you'd have for us. We thank you for it. We thank you for it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Change. There's so many things that go on in our lives. There's so many things that we are called upon to do. There's so many pieces that where we fit in on what God is doing in my life and what He is doing in your life. The challenges that we face just in our day-to-day living. People say sometimes, well, you know, you're a little busy. I said, no. I'm just doing what I believe that God has laid upon my heart to do. When somebody says there's a need, if you have the opportunity and you have the chance, try your best to do it. Many times in my heart, I feel that, oh, I didn't do this, and I didn't get to see that person, and I didn't. But I read here in this verse says, don't worry about that past. Don't you worry about the things that you haven't done. Don't you worry about those things that you may have done in your past. And I know that we all here have things that we are definitely not proud of. I am most impressed because I serve a God that He has a character trait that I've never seen anything or anyone like. I serve a God that no matter what you do today, there is nothing that you're going to do that's going to make Him love you anymore. And there's also nothing that you're going to do today that's going to make Him love you any less. That's the difference between you and I and God. What do? We get our little feelings hurt. We can sometimes are good and go. Terry says, how come my organ can't be on the top instead of the piano? Vicki, you're the new kid on. We haven't even gotten to you yet. So like that, she says, you know, like that. She's, well, I think we got room enough to put them all. Okay. All that stuff, it just doesn't matter, folks. I am here to tell you that God loves you and He loves me. And He loves me today. He takes all the things in my past. He has allowed His Son, Jesus Christ, to take every sin that I have committed and simply place it on the altar on the cross. And the blood was shed for me and for you. On Friday night at the concert, I never quite heard the gospel invitation so simply given the way that Jonathan did that night. Matey, wasn't it beautiful? It was just beautiful. And I love the spirit that those young folks have, and they sing beautifully. Oh my, that family harmony is fantastic, and they look good. But I'll tell you one thing, more than that, they have the Spirit of God upon them and upon their lives. And I just love that. I love people who are simply doing what God has put upon their hearts to do. I'm going to encourage Mike for a moment for next week. I'm going to tell him about a major league dad. On February 27th, in 1993, Tim Burke walked away from his all-star baseball career. He was an all-star pitcher at that time, and when he was... He told folks that he wanted to spend more time with his wife, Christy, and their five children. What people didn't quite know that they were unable to have children on their own. All five children had been adopted. And each child was an orphan from a different country. When he was interviewed by the Los Angeles Times, this is the statement that he gave them. He says, "You know, baseball is going to do just fine without me. But I'm the only father that those children have." In this scripture here that I read today, "Behold, I will do a new thing." Next Sunday is Father's Day. I feel so good about Brother Mike being able to share. I love that him and that family. Because there are things in this world that just don't account for all that much. You hear people talk about houses and cars and all the valuable things that they have. And trust me, folks, the family is so important. Rick, at the end of the funeral service, he gave a little commercial, a little plug for the church. I'm like, check this out. He says, well, he had his say, and by the way, if you want to hear some good music, you come out to that Mount Calvary Community Church at 7:30 tonight, you're going to hear good singing. And he said, I could have not gotten through the things that I've been through without my church family. Ooh, my. How do you think that made me feel? So proud of this church. I was told one time about a very rich man who tried to beat the system. He goes, you know, he says, I'm going to take it with me. And he pleaded with God, and he pleaded. And finally, God granted his wish. And he knew his days were coming to an end, so he took all the riches he had. He's a billion. Took everything, cashed it in, and bought gold bullion. And he filled up a big old sack of it, you know. When he died, he went up to the pearly gates. He saw St. Peter, and St. Peter just kind of looked puzzled at him. He said, what you got there? And he says, let me show you. And he opened up his bag, and he had all this gold in it. And he said, why in the world would you carry around a sack of pavement with you? A sack of pavement. And there's, I sadly say, there's a whole lot of people would simply sell their souls for something in heaven you just walk on. Just pavement. I believe that God is wanting us a new thing, a great thing, an exciting thing. Something will simply get a hold of our hearts that will change us, and I just see it the way that God is moving. We gotta forget what is behind us. We have to embrace what we face here today because I am looking forward to what He has in store in the future. Now, I'm going to travel a little bit next week, and I need a little travel time. You know, sometimes you just need it. I'm going to go to far off places. People send me stuff. People tell me stuff. It just, you know, it's just not right. And I shared at the funeral there with Uncle Richard about how he cut his tobacco and sold his horse to buy a car. And just things I'd never heard. And the guy says, well, let me tell you. He says, there's an old farmer down there. And the guy comes by the road there, and he has a flat tire. And he goes over there, he gets out, starts changing his flat tire. Then he hears a voice says, boy, that trip to Japan last year was just fabulous. And he looked all around, and he didn't see anybody around except old horse there. He says, oh, my goodness, I'm in the sun here. He said, let me go back and start loosening these lug nuts over here on this. He said, well, he starts that, and he hears another voice. He says, boy, I can't wait to go to France and England this year. And he looks all around, and all he sees is this horse. And he goes, oh. He says, he puts that tire on, grabs his wallet out, rushes up to the farmer, knocks on the door, says, I will give anything to buy that horse you got down there. He says, son, you don't want that old horse. He hadn't been to half the places he'll tell you about over there. That's the kind of stuff that people tell me when I'm going on vacation. Guess they're happy to see me open that door and go. I tell you, folks, I thank you for the church family here. I thank you for the way that we've had some of the greatest workers I've ever seen walk in these doors. We've got people that just give of themselves. We've got people that care. We've got people when somebody is hurting, they can't wait to get their arms around them. We got people when you ask them to do something, they just, amen. You hear that? Amen. We've got people that bring joy to my heart, but even more importantly, I believe that we have people that bring a smile to God. I believe that God has each and every one of your pictures in His wallet. I think that He loves you that much. I think that He's just thrilled to have each and every one of you to be a part. I take this church very seriously. We come in here and we laugh. Because if I have people that I can laugh with, then when my soul is in the desert and the tears start to flow, I know I have people that I can cry with and that will cry for me. So I thank you. I thank you for what you did for the family this week. And I know I'm mentioning this for Rick and Wayne and Anna Marie and Megan and Will. What an outpouring of love. No more funerals for a while. Amen. Something happens to you, we'll keep you on ice till I get back. But you just don't let anything go on while I'm gone. I should say something else before I pray, because if something happens, I don't want you to realize that's the last words he said when he left his church over here. And that would be bad. Love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here today. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've challenged us. You've challenged us to put away those old things, those things in our past that you've taken care of, God. We ask you now that we look with a challenge in our hearts for that new thing that you will do for us. Looking forward to that glorious time with you, God. We ask now that you'll challenge us each one. Let us know that we have been in your house, we have felt your Holy Spirit, and God, we thank you for the love that we have felt this week. Give us safe traveling mercies and prepare us for the work that you have for us to do for your glory. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen.